Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. State Senator Nicole Mitchell resigned today from the Minnesota Senate. The Woodbury Democrat was convicted last week for a break-in at her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes and was expected to step down by August 4th. Her sentencing hearing for felony burglary and possession of burglary tools hasn't been set. Governor Tim Walz will have to call a special election in Senate District 47. The Minnesota Farmers Union is concerned that moving the nutrition title to reconciliation will put the federal farm bill in doubt. Government Relations Director Stu Lowry.
Not just a farm bill, it's a rural development bill. I know a lot of communities are waiting on wastewater improvements, daycare expansions, things like that all come via the farm bill and the bipartisan coalition that we've built to pass that. And so, I think it's really important that we remain focused on that.
Lowry says that beyond the one big beautiful bill, he's hearing from farmers who are concerned about staff reductions at local farm service agency offices. The Minnesota Office of Higher Education is awarding grant funding to help advance college attendance. OHE Communications Director Keith Hovis says the grants help bridge the gap between K-12 education and college.
These grants are going to programs that really focus on increasing college attendance, specifically for historically underserved students. So populations that don't have a high college attending history, such as lower income students, first generation students.
20 organizations in total will be awarded the funding. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced he won't be seeking a third term as the governor of the neighboring battleground state. The Democratic governor made the announcement on his social media accounts.
I was a scrawny kid with glasses who grew up scraping mold off of cheese. I never dreamed I'd end up governor of Wisconsin, but here I am. The last 6 years, we welcome you in through your churches, businesses, classrooms, farms, hospitals, and communities.
Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz is yet to make a decision on if he'll run again for governor in 2026. This is MNN. There's still plenty of summer left, but the new school year will be here soon. St. Olaf College Department of Education Chair Elizabeth Lear says one of the first things you can do is share the back-to-school shopping experience.
Letting them take that list and walk through the aisles. That's kind of exciting. Oh, look at all these new things kind of activity. So I think that is a good thing to do.
Lear says it can build a sense of pride when a child picks out their own school supplies. Authorities have identified the man killed in a motorcycle crash earlier this week in New Haven Township. According to the Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office, 58-year-old Chad May of Casson died Monday following a single vehicle crash. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies responded to the scene and believe no other vehicles were involved in the incident. And the parent company of Minnesota Public Radio is preparing to lay off up to 8% of its workforce in the coming weeks. American Public Media Group says the decision follows recent cuts to public media funding by Congress, along with a reported $6 million budget deficit. In addition to the layoffs, APMG plans to reduce employee benefits as part of broader cost-cutting measures.